Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Deacon Marvin Cox will be sharing with us another inspirational poem. He's going to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. Deacon Marvin Cox will be delivering God's word. So again, you're going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. And we always open up with prayer because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It is in his name we come once again on tonight, touching and agreeing. Those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, we're coming together once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. And we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, starting with myself, my entire family, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, Heavenly Father, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are sick and afflicted. We know that you are still touching, healing, and delivering and setting your people free. We know that you're still a miracle worker. We know that you still have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. So we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies in the name of Jesus. Those that are suffering with mental depression, those that are struggling with PTSD, those that are considering committing suicide, and whatever the case may be, Heavenly Father, you know all about it. We know that you are able to keep your people, Heavenly Father, because we know that your word says that you will keep us in peace, in perfect peace, those whose minds are stayed on thee. So, Heavenly Father, we love you, and we ask, Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you are moved by your spirit. Continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your love, your strength. I continue to lift up my brother in Christ, Deacon Rodney O'Brien, Heavenly Father, and his sister-in-law, Tashana, and that entire family, and all those that have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father, for whatever reason, continue to strengthen them, comfort them, as Heavenly Father, as only you can, my sister in Christ, Lavinia Calloway, and her family, Heavenly Father, and Bishop Rosemary Jairu from Louisiana, and the loss of her brother, Heavenly Father, and all those that have lost loved ones, continue to touch their hearts and minds and spirits, and let them remember to always look unto the hills from which cometh their help. And let them remember and know that Esther has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. I continue to lift up my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings. Continue to lift up Pastor Norman King, my first cousin. Continue to strengthen, heal, and anoint their bodies, Heavenly Father, that they will be able to come back stronger than ever before and giving you the glory, honor, and praise that you continue to use them to teach and preach your word. We pray now, Lord, that your word will go forth on tonight with power through your man of God that's going to deliver your word. Heavenly Father, that someone will be able to receive this word on tonight, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be strengthened through hearing your word again on tonight. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless those that are faithful listeners to this worldwide ministering platform. Even those that have tuned in on tonight for the first time, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you alone get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, we are not changed by the promises we make to God. We are changed by believing the promises God makes to us. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. We are not changed by the promises we make to God. We are changed by believing the promises God makes to us. That's powerful. I like that, and it's the truth. And I do want the worldwide listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, we get ready to receive none other than, again, Dick and Marvin Cox. He's going to be delivering God's word on tonight. So, again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. We're going to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. Enjoy the music break.
I give you praise.
soul of thee.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. I give you praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through. God is still worthy to be praised. What a mighty God we serve. Well, on tonight, once again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles. I pray that you have your pens and your paper ready to follow along with none other than Deacon Marvin Cox, who is getting ready and standing by to deliver another word from the Lord. But he's going to share with us another inspirational point first. Then it's going to go directly into God's word. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, I thank, first of all, I thank you, thank the Lord, Brother Brown, for once again keeping me in good health so that I could bring forth the word. I thank you for keeping me in mind so that I could bring the Lord's word unto his people. I especially thank the listeners of tonight so that we all can come together up under one Christian band of love. Now, the Lord gave me a good lesson for tonight, which all the lessons are good, all the lessons are beneficial to his people. To always hear me say what an awesome privilege it is to stand before you and to bring forth God's word. I'm not going to tell you before you long, the Lord gave me a poem, and it's coinciding with the topic for the night. And the name of the poem is that you can too. You can too, says Apostle Paul. If you trust and believe, giants around you will fall. You can too, if only you try. Until the Lord returns your faith, he can help you back. He can help you get back. You can do. Just overcome your fear. Turn it over to the Lord, who's always near. Don't put limitations on what you think you can't do. You can exceed the assignments that God gave to you. Don't be ashamed how others may feel. You can regain your sight. You most certainly can be healed. Don't pay attention to what others can do. If God gives the commission, you can too. Now, this poem was based on tonight's lesson, which is a familiar passage of scripture that I've heard it used frequently, but you know how sometimes you think you've got one understanding of something, but you read and you study and the Lord give you another understanding. And see, that's just the magnificence of God's word, so that each and every one will get a different understanding. We all get the same understanding, but it might tell me to do this, it might tell you to do that. But whatever it tells us to do, it's going to be beneficial also. Now, the Lord draws my attention to Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 13th verse. As I say, it's a familiar passage of scripture. And until I actually read it and studied it, and the Lord told me what to bring forth to you guys, I had not a totally different understanding, but I had got a better understanding of it. And it reads, this is Philippians 4, chapter 13, verse, say, I, this is Brother Paul speaking, so I can do all things through Christ with strengthening me. I just read it to you from the King James Version of the Bible, Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse number 13. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may it edify our soul forever. You heard me speak before. You know that the Lord allows me to teach in a different way, in which the Lord has allowed me to hopefully to break it down, not to my understanding, but to the understanding that the people can get a good grasp on what it is that the Lord will have them to know. Now, I'm going to start out and say, I, which, and our topic for tonight is that you can too. There's no limitations on God. There's no limitations. And see, I read that, and see, God is not going to strengthen you to cuss somebody out and say, Lord, I just need strength to do that. But see, he's going to give us strength of character. He's going to give us strength of love. He's going to give us strength of faith. All the things that God give us to strengthen us is going to be on the spiritual side, because we feel that sometimes that God is going to give us and strengthen us. Christ is going to strengthen us so that we can embarrass somebody. No, that's not so, because God does not operate that. He's a gentleman. And see, he's not going to allow us to publicly embarrass someone so that they can build up a resentment not to come back to him, not to seek him for answers. He's going to give us the words so that they can stimulate their brain and stimulate their thought pattern so that they can let it marinate to the point where when they're by themselves, they can think about what you said. Because I know that it's been many days that I was in the house of prayer, and the preacher may have said something, and he didn't single me out specifically, but the words that he said, I wanted to meet that guy out in the parking lot because I was offended by what he said. But see, God's word will marinate, and it will convict you. And once you're convicted, if you truly are in him, it will humble you. We will have a contrite. You'll have a period of contrition so that you will think about it, and you'll say, oh, I see now. Because most people don't like to be called out, even though God's word says if your brother is wrong, tell him of it. But us as Christians, sometimes we go overboard and say, I can't wait to tell that brother this. I'm going to walk up one side of this individual and down the other. But getting back to the scripture, a lot of us have become intimidated by God's word and intimidated by the accomplishments of the people that God had chose to execute his will. And we have said to ourselves so many times, we think about Moses, when we think about Job, when we think about Joshua, when we think about all of the people in the Bible, when we think about them, we say to ourselves, it put limitation on us. We say to ourselves, I can't do that. I don't have the possibility to do that. Why? Because it intimidates us. But I'm telling you tonight, you can too. Because he tells us in his word that unless our activities, that we were supposed to excel, and he tells us that greater works will we do. So that's his way of telling us you can too. But there's one stipulation here. We must submit ourselves to him. And getting back to the scriptures, I can do all things through. Now, that's a very important word right there. You have to work in conjunction with Christ and through Christ. And the word which, I studied it very, very carefully and see which, W-H-I-C-H, pertains to a thing. Now, it could have said through Christ who strengthening me, but it says which. So we have to use God as that vessel. God is the, I mean, the Lord is the conduit that will allow us to do that. We're strengthening me. And see, the thing that we're talking about, as I say, which indicates is strength. We're talking about strength, as I say, of courage, strength of character, strength of love. And so in our everyday activities and doing what it is that the Lord will have us to do, we must maintain a steady course, a steady diet of strength. Because, see, weakness is in us all, but at the most inopportune time, at the most, then we allow our weakness to overtake us, then that weakness and fear, what will it do? It will paralyze us. It will keep us from doing what it is that God will have us to do. So the word is saying, as I was telling you earlier, Paul is not saying that God is going to strengthen you to cuss somebody out, but he will strengthen you to tell them about themselves. Because a lot of us, we have allowed spiritual bullies, and we have allowed bullies in society to make us back down, to make us become fearful. But see, when you got that strength, like a lot of the people in the Bible, you don't care. You know that you have an assignment to do for the Lord. So you can too. As I say, a lot of times, see, we have to eliminate the things that we see on TV, because these are things of a physical nature. These are things, I mean, there's a lot of people 4'6" that feel that they should be able to dunk a basketball or hit a baseball over the fence. I'm not talking about that type of strength, because each and every last one of us have a unique gift that God has given us. And if you look at it, if you think about it, whatever it is that your gift is, there are a lot of people that will compare themselves and say, I wish that I could speak like this person. I wish that I could dance like that person. I wish that I have the mediation skills of this person. I wish that I could control my finances like that person. But see, you have to have that strength in order to refrain yourself from doing those things that is contrary to God. So you can too, that when we make these comparisons, and as we go along, I'm going to give you some biblical examples, but I'm not going to give you the particular scripture that it came from, because now we're at that stage in life that wants the preacher, the deacon, or the teacher, the instructor, once they say something, we take it as law. But we must allow our curiosity to take us that next step. We must, as the word says, study to show ourselves approved. I don't want you to take my word for it, but I will tell you the particular chapter it's in. I will tell you the particular book that it's in. But after that, and it's easy to Google up. That's one of the easiest things. But see, as I say, when we begin to do these things, it brings about, I'm not going to say a laziness, because all of these years, I was listening to the preacher, and I found out that some things that he was telling us about, some things that he was bringing forth, did not coincide with the word of God. I had to find out for myself, not saying that the preacher was up that line, but when we lean to our own understanding, then there's going to be some discrepancies in our understanding. So let's say we know that Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now, you wonder what that might have to do with it, but I'm telling you, you can too. It's a stipulation. We have to be able to understand what it is that God wants us to know. You can get this understanding. You might say to yourself, this person, that person, or the other person are so fluent with God's word, but he wants you to be fluent too, because you can too. You can get that same understanding. You could be a teacher. You could be a leader in the church, but you have to have that desire, because if you go through the Bible, comb through the Bible, you will find that every individual started off as basically being a baby boy or a baby girl. But then later on, as their love and desire to do God's word began to strengthen them, then they began to, ordinary people with the word of God can do extraordinary things. But your desire must be strong. You must say to yourself, you know, I can do it. You can too. Because how many times have our parents told us, and we would get so intimidated by somebody else, our parents just in their most calmest voice say, what are you complaining about? You can do that too, but you have to want to, because these gifts that God has given us, some people have perfected their gifts. Some people have went astray. Some people have prostituted their gifts. But I'm telling you right now that you can too. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to accomplish those things, because as I say, there's a lot of things that is going on, a lot of things that we have been intimidated by the last few months, and we have stopped trying. We're thrown in the towel. We become fearful. But you too can rise above your circumstance. Now, I want you to imagine, I'm not putting neither one of these gentlemen down, but if Barack Obama can become the president, I know parents have told their children, you can too. Donald Trump can become the president of the United States, be the leader of many. You can too. So I'm just saying, do not be dismayed because you feel that your capabilities, because if we go back to Philippians, it says through Christ. Because Christ is that vessel, and you cannot do it without him. But you can do it with him. So let us concentrate on what it is that we can do. Now, we know that, as I say, there's limitations on everything, but there's no impossibilities spiritually. I want to keep on emphasizing that with God. If whatever it is that he tells you to do, say greater, once again, greater work you'll be able to do. He gave
you. That's right.
The commitment. Brother Paul told us, he said, through Christ, which is the strength, which is the thing that he's pointing to. The strength is the thing that we're pointing to, because a lot of people have misquoted that. They say, I can do all things through Christ. Who? Because see, who refers to an individual. See, God is not going to commission, the Lord is not going to commission your foolishness. You have to go through him, because if that's the case, there's a lot of Christians out there that is doing things like the sons of Sceva. They went out there and they were trying to cast out demons in the name of the Lord, but see, they didn't have no connection to the Lord. Hey, we doing this through Paul. You know, we doing this through Paul, who is a follower of Jesus Christ. And see, you can't do these things if you don't have the power to do these things. And there's a lot of us that have been estranged from our family. But you can too. We all have to a certain degree. But see, This brings about reconciliation. I talked to my granddaughter earlier, and her and her mother are squabbling, and I said, you know what y'all ought to need to? You need to reconcile. She said, no, granddad, she don't call me. I said, look, it don't matter who was wrong or how the disagreement came about. Call her, because you too can reconcile. Because, see, we hold these animosities in our heart, and we hold them so hard and so tight that that animosity becomes, it supersedes our love for that individual. But you too, you can too overcome that, because see, we're a bunch of overcomers. You can too put your difference aside. And as many people, that God's word say, if you got an ought against your brother, you go out and you reconcile with him. You know, don't bring me this stuff. You know, you go out and you make amends. So you too, I don't care what the circumstance is in your life or how long you've been arguing or how many years it's been since you then spoke to your brother, now would be the time, a perfect time to reconcile. You can too. Don't leave it all up to them, because I know I have a saying when when I call people and I haven't heard from them in a long time, I got a little joke that I tell. I say, you know, I went to the doctor the other day and he found a whole bunch of things wrong with me. And I began to wonder what's going on. But there's one thing that was not wrong with me. There was nothing wrong with my dialing finger. Nothing wrong with me picking up a phone and calling you and tell you that I love you. Because 9 times out of 10 people say, well, you haven't called me. Why am I going to call you? But you too can be the better man. You too can be the better person, the better woman. But sometimes we say, I'm tired of being that better person. I'm tired of always going back. Why should I have to do that? But God's word say to forgive. Now, if you don't forgive them, how can God forgive you? Now, we're going to move right on to the prodigal son. Okay, now, this is for the gentleman, a young man, who was arrogant in his way of thinking. He went out there, and all the wonders that his father may have given him, he neglected it because he was chasing, pursuing the lust of his flesh. Then he fell on hard times, and he started considering. He said, well, I don't have to live like this. I'm telling a lot of us, we don't have to live like this. We done separated ourselves from our family, and that demon is telling us pridefully, you don't need to go back. They won't accept you back. But see, he said to him, and he come to himself. He said, I need to go back. I need to make amends. But I'm telling you, you can too. No matter what difference you had, you can too. You can go back and make things right. But you got humbly. You can't go back to where you left. You can't go back with that chip on your shoulder. So I'm just saying that all of these things that is happening in our life, all these things that is happening in the daily life of a Christian, you can too. And I'm just speaking specifically, spiritually, through God who strengthened me. Because if I got that strength of character, then I'm going to humble myself to those individuals that I did wrong. Going to humble myself to those individuals that I offended. Now, we're going to move right over here to little David. Now, he was not overcome by fear. He said, okay, let me take a crack at this giant. Give me a chance. When everybody else was fearful, because as I say, fear will paralyze you to the extent that you can be frozen in your clothes. You don't believe me. If you're scared of a dog and that dog is running loose on the street and you see him, your steps is going to be harder than you're going to say, I need to go in another direction. So it's time for us to, and he did not let that fear, see, sometimes, and see, that's what our problem is. We are so fearful of what somebody, what we think that somebody can do to us. Even the Lord, when they start threatening him and say, we'll kill you, we'll do this and we'll do that. And the Lord boldly told him, hey, you can't do nothing to me unless my Father allow you to do it. We're so intimidated by our bosses. We're so intimidated by our children. We're so intimidated by our husbands and by our wives that, oh, well, shoot, if I disagree with my wife, she's going to withdraw her affection from me. What are we so scared of? If I tell my child that they need to stop lying, straighten up, and fly right, they might cut their fellowship off with me. What am I so afraid of? You can, too. We can, too, do this thing. And we can do it in such a way where it's decent and in order. Also, as I say, look, David, he was devoid of fear. He didn't think about the language that Goliath was using, calling them little dogs and everything. You dogs, what you doing with these sticks and all of this old kind of stuff. See, because people are going to name call you. People are going to say uncomplimentary things to you. But if you were raised in the 60s, I ain't heard this. Or the 50s, I haven't heard this statement or this comment in quite a while about the sticks and stones. Well, break my bone, man. We never heard
a word.
So people don't, you know, sometimes people will call you everything except for a stop sign. But God said if they do this, the Lord said if they do this to the green tree, what do you think they're going to do to the dry tree? So we cannot allow, you know, our feelings to supersede what it is that God, we got to become a little bit more bolder, okay? So I'm saying that we can too, as far as I say, little David is concerned, we can slay some giants. All we got to do is stand up to them and say, look, I'm tired of you mistreating me. I'm tired of you mistreating my child. And mean what you say. And I guarantee you, they'll see the fear, not the fear in you, but the fear of God will overcome this day. And I've seen this many times when Miss Brown went down there and somebody had jumped on James or whatever the situation might be. And she said, if you touch my son again, I'm going to hurt you. You know what they come away saying? That woman is crazy. So I'm just saying that we can stand up to bullies. And then after you do that, guess what? The utmost respect comes to you because people know that you're not playing with. Yeah. They know, excuse me, that the Lord is not playing with you because his word said, hey, touch not my anointed one and do my prophet what? No harm.
No harm.
That's a warning. That's a warning. And if you don't pay no attention to the Lord, then something is wrong. So you can too. Okay, now you can too. Once again, have the patience of Job. Now, Job lost everything. See, a lot of us, you know, it's a lot of impatient Christians. We want things like yesterday. We don't want to wait on the Lord. But see, Job said, all the point days of my life, I will wait on my change to come. So you can't force nothing because, believe it or not, there's glory in your suffering. There's glory in your dedication. As glory in your love. For God, that is. God will get the glory totally out of that. Now we're going to move on to the gentleman, to blind Bartimaeus. He said that his eyes were so terrible that it would make the average person puke. But then the Lord had a concoction that he had put on the man's eyes, and he regained his sight. You too you can too have your spiritual sight restored, because see, it's a distraction out there, just like it was a distraction with Brother Isaiah when it took the king die for him to see the Lord. So you too, I mean, it's a lot of people, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives, that is blocking us from seeing God. And we got, you know, I would say, hey, we got 20/20 vision. The people say, you couldn't see that coming? Well, we embrace the devil and adopt the devil. And people say, what do you mean? Hey, I seen that coming from a mile away. But see, sometimes our vision, we get myopia. We get glaucoma. We get retinitis pigmentosa. We get all of these ocular ailments, and we don't see the Lord. But see, your sight can be healed, can be restored. So you can too, regardless of what your situation might be. Just consider it right now as to being a temporary inconvenience. Just consider it to be something that God would get the glory out of, because whatever my ailments is, I take pleasure in knowing that, hey, this is going to be all over after a while. And these old noodle legs of mine, hey, one day they're going to be returned to full strength. Now, just can you imagine those that are in wheelchairs or those that have terminal illnesses? That one day, we don't know when, but one day,
your spirit is
going to be restored. One day, you're going to be back to hearing good. One day, your mental illness is going to, you're going to think like a normal person, just like that young man that was over there in the Gergenes, that was no chains or nothing that could hold him. But see, you too can be fixed so that you'll behave yourself. See, sometimes we think we're so bad that we don't have, you know, nobody have the ability to tame us. But see, when the people came, they was scared that this young man was going to break out. But see, he was sitting at the feet of the Lord. So you too, you can too be healed. The woman at the well, the woman that was pushed away, okay, that pushed her way through, that just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. See, but she had determination. We've got to have determination to do that. The woman that had the issue of blood, you too can be healed from these particular ailments. As I say, it might not be on this side. It might not be soon. It might, you might say to yourself, Lord, when, why, and how long? But you can rest assured that if you serve him in a manner in which you should serve him, in a manner in which he wants you to serve him, that everything over time is going to be all right. Because if you notice, some people who have ailments, those are sometimes the most cheerful people in the world. You might talk to somebody on the telephone, and then one day you might come across them and they're on crutches, or they in a wheelchair, or they blind, and you say to yourself, I would have never known if I had not seen it. Why? Because they have good attitudes. You can too have something going on with you, and still, God's words that said that you're supposed to rejoice, and when adversity comes to you, you can volunteer. You can too. You can volunteer at your local church. It don't take much to volunteer, or at the hospital. But see, we are so limited in our way of thinking that it stifles us. But I'm just telling you, spiritually speaking, there's no limitation. See, I can do, and see, Paul said, I can do all things. So that means, it ain't nothing that you can't do. And one day, we don't know if there's ever another Bible that's written, one day you overcoming that adversity, your name might be in there, because there's a lot of people that went through adversity in the Bible and their name wasn't mentioned in nowhere. You go here And you go there, you might see a woman with a pill on her head, or you might see a man with a donkey, or you might see this, or you might see that. Follow that individual. So when God gives you specific reasons, sometimes you don't have to have a name. There was a lot of disciples that followed Christ that would tell you right now, you don't know me, but I was there. A lot of people in the church that they fly up on the radar, but they're good contributors, they good members, and they are on the Lord's side. So you don't have to get that recognition like a Deacon Fancy suit. You don't have to do that. Just as long as the Lord knows, you can too. As I say, all of these things that you see people, you know, we say to ourselves, I never thought that being a deacon, when I seen the other deacons and the knowledge that they accumulated, I said, wow, I'll never know that kind of stuff. But the preacher told me, say, this is, you can too. You can do these things. And also he told us that we have that ability to heal, because see, everybody with the special gifts, God specifically gave them those gifts. And my gifts is not your gifts. You see, you too, once again, can have patience. As I said, Job had patience. You too can have boldness. Joshua went when they sent him out as a scout. The other men were trembling in fear. Joshua came back with a good report. He said, "Yeah, and there was a big old dude over there, but we can take him. You know, we can take him." So you can too, because we look at somebody's size, we look at all the giants in our life, we look at all the fields that have become giants in our life, all the adversity that have become bigger than us. But you know what? You too. You can too overcome that. I mean, you can go into almost any church and listen to almost anybody's testimony, and we always confess it. I don't think I could have done that if that was me. But that's wrong, wrong, wrong. If God gives it to you to do, you can do it. You can too. So let us not be intimidated by what we have seen other people do. As I say, I looked at, and as I say, when I was coming up in the church, I was awestruck by the power that God endued upon a lot of people. But as I said, they were just ordinary people that had extraordinary love for doing the work of God, for doing the will of God. That's all you need is just desire. Over there in Solomon's Gomorrah, they were looking for people. They said, okay, well, you know, we had this many people, we had that many people, so forth and on. With just a desire to do what is right. Sometimes our desire can turn, you know, just want to do right. I'm going to just break it down. Sometimes our want can turn into a great thing in the name of the Lord. Because a lot of times, you know, we've said to ourselves, hey, from a dad's birthday, from a parent's anniversary, you know, I want to send them on a cruise. It might not have a nickel in your hand or a nickel in the bank, but somehow, some way, the Lord would bless that. Bless your thought. Ain't that something the Lord had to bless? The Lord would bless your thought sometimes.
Without my
so that you can do, so that you can do, because it's a good thought. It's a spiritual thought, you know. And some people that have done and labored with us all of these years, we want to reward them. We want to let them know that we appreciate them. But a lot of times, our appreciation is not enough for us. We want to show them, because we can say, hey, I appreciate you for what you've done. But sometimes, when the Lord allow it, we want to put that into action. We want to put that appreciation, you know, give it some legs, give it a little bit of momentum. Because a lot of times we may not have it to do. But then when the Lord blesses us to do so, because then you can too. But What I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, tonight, there's no reason for us to walk around with our heads down. There's no reason for us to feel that we defeated. Because God's word says, hey, let the weak say that I'm strong. You can too. We can do all of these things through Christ. Oh, strengthen us. Excuse me. See, I did it. Which strengthening us. So we have to go through Christ. If we got some problems, it's God that's doing the work. And I don't want to be a glory thief by taking credit, but you can too. All, as I say, there's no reason right now to be intimidated by nothing that this world is trying to throw at you, because see, that intimidation is going to lead to fear, and fear is going to lead to withdrawal, and withdrawal is going to lead to us being estranged from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see how that chain reaction happened. First one thing happened, then another thing happened, and then another thing happened, and before we know it, somebody say, when the last time you've been in the house of prayer? You say, you know what, I don't even remember. Because there's a slow, gradual process, but you can too. Brother Isaiah, you can be healed. All you got to do is just keep on keeping on. Sister Shackelford, you can tell your children that you disapprove of their lifestyle, because sometimes we say, wow, so-and-so just talk to people and don't have no fear. But we should not have no fear not to do what the Lord will have us to do. But I'm going to leave you with a thought, and that is that you can too. Whatever the situation is, whatever the situation calls for, in the name of the Lord, he's not going to put any limitations on what you can do for him. You know, those ones that want to build that big edifice, you can do that. But just ask the Lord, ask the Lord to instruct you and show you on how to do that, because if you lean to your own understanding, you're going to go about it the wrong way. So we thank God once again for this opportunity to tell these people that you can too, and that's individual. So I just hope everybody that was up on the sound of my weak voice tonight, I just hope each and every last one of you are encouraged to know that you overcome. Well, look at all the things that you have overcome in your life and things that you've told your face. I beat this thing, and you can too. I was on drugs heavy, and the Lord got the monkey off my back. You can too get it the same way. You can get it off your back. The only thing you have to do is try and ask the Lord through Christ, which strengthening me. So I thank you for this opportunity to bring forth the word. I hope that it was wholesome. I hope that we broke it down into bite-sized pieces so that you could properly digest it. I hope I gave you some good examples. All the people, the prodigal son, you know, you can reconcile with your brother. Of all the people that have did things or wronged somebody, but they went back and they made amends with them. So it's not just restricted to reconciliation. It's a lot of things that we can do that we haven't done. So whatever it is, it's just between the Lord and you. So I turn you now over back into the hands of Brother Brown, and may God bless you and may I forever keep you. Amen. Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox. Thank you for that inspirational poem once again, and then for delivering that powerful word on tonight. You can too, and that's a promise from God, because we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ took all of our hang-ups, all of our sins, and everything that's not like God, that book that we had upon us. He nailed it. It was nailed to the cross with Jesus Christ. So when Jesus came back with the victory, guess what? You and I, you my sister, you my brother, because we are joined as with Jesus Christ, we have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior, and we too have the victory in our lives, no matter what it looks like. It may not feel like we have the victory, but we're standing on God's word. We're standing on God's promises because we do know that God is a promise keeper. He is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, that he would be glorified through each one of us individually and then as a corporate body of believers. That's why he said that we are to, you know, it's important that we get together every now and then when we get a chance. We know due to the pandemic, the COVID virus, we was unable for over a year not to be able to get together in the house of worship and trust and agree on God's word. But now that some of the doors of the church are back open now again and people are going back into the house of worship and praise, he said, don't forget to assemble yourself together and give him worship, glory, and praise together. He gets glory out of our praise when we are trusting and agreeing and on one accord. And he said he would be in the midst. So we just thank God for his word on tonight. And I praise God for you, my the faithful listeners. I continue to pray for you all. I'm asking that you all continue to pray for me and this worldwide ministry. And we want to continue to lift each other up in prayer because the enemy is trying to attack God's people like a flood. But we rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus because we know that the word of God says to us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So we are overcomers, no matter what it looks like. So I thank God for you, the listeners. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to encourage one another in God's word. And sometimes we have to learn even how to encourage ourselves in the word of God. That's why it's important that we study God's word. He said, hide my word in your heart that you might not sin against me. So that's why it's important that we hide the word of God, word in us. And he said he will bring things back to our remembrance. And thank God for the Holy Spirit that speaks on our behalf and pray for us. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for, but thank God for the Holy Spirit that lives in every believer that prays for us on our behalf, even when we don't know what to pray for. So we just thank God for being who he is on tonight. We got to go ahead and close out. We got to ask that all listeners will touch and agree as we close out in prayer once again. Heavenly Father, we come as your children once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because of who you are. You're worthy to be praised. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for your promise, Heavenly Father, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall in Jesus' name, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Jesus is our strength. Jesus is our victor. Our victory is tied up in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. And we are grateful that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are still the doctor that never has lost a patient. So touch, heal, and continue to strengthen your people because we know that you are still healing, you're still delivering and setting your people free. Even in times like this, that you will get the glory. So continue to comfort and strengthen those that have bereaved on tonight. Bless your men and women that you are placing in your house of worship that you have anointed and appointed. Because the time of this, you're truly teaching and preaching your word, Heavenly Father. And continue to bless each one of them. Continue to bless the works of their hands and the ministries that you have placed them in, that you will get the glory is our prayer. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Well, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.